All right, I've got a crazy story coming out of my home state of Indiana, but let me walk you through a quick thought experiment first. Take a man who has been prone to radicalization throughout their life, who has a history of violently attacking police officers, and imagine that they get arrested for attacking police officers. They get thrown in jail, and then, stay with me for 1 second, you pardon them, and you tell them that their actions were patriotic, they were amazing, they helped save the nation. Do you think that they'll, one, reflect on their actions and chill the hell out, or two, continue attacking police officers because they were just emboldened by the message that what they did was good? Well, we have this story right here. It's not even that funny. It's kind of just tragic. January 6th rioter, recently pardoned by Trump, was killed by Indiana sheriff's deputy while resisting arrest. And he did the exact same thing he did on the Capitol at January 6th. He had a history of committing crimes. Keep in mind, Donald Trump, Tom Homan, Stephen Miller, they've been claiming that other countries are emptying their prisons. Meanwhile, Trump, on day one, emptied prisons across the country and let a bunch of proven criminals out. Let's break down this story and some other stories. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe for more breaking news content, and watch this clip of Trump. It's only about 20 seconds, proving that he doesn't even know anything about the people that he pardoned.
You would agree that it's never acceptable to assault a police officer.
Sure. Right?
So then if I can, among those you pardoned, DJ Rodriguez, he drove a stun gun into the neck of a DC police officer who was abducted by the mob that day. He later confessed on video to the FBI and pleaded guilty for his crimes. Why does he deserve a pardon?
Well, I don't know. Is it a pardon? Because we're looking at commutes and we're looking at pardons. Okay, well, we'll take a look at everything. But I can say this, murderers today are not even charged.
Wait, this dude did not even know who he had pardoned, and then he pivoted to saying murderers aren't charged, like that's some sort of defense. Number one, that's not true, but also it's not a defense. Before we jump into what happened literally this morning, do you guys remember like 5 days ago when the same thing happened? Man pardoned for role in January 6th attack, rearrested on federal gun charges. It's almost like these people aren't actually patriotic heroes unless patriotism equals getting arrested for attacking police officers and getting arrested for gun charges over and over, which I guess it could. But I never want to hear Republicans claim they back the blue ever again. I never want to hear Republicans say they're the party of law and order. I won't even talk about Trump himself being a felon, but what about all of the people he pardoned? Like, have you guys seen this awkward video that's going incredibly viral saying a dad finally returns home after being pardoned by Trump? It's got like 20 million views because it's supposed to be this almost military dad coming home type of video where they're all happy, but the kid really doesn't care. Someone even said, that kid does not give a fuck about his dumbass dad. Let me play this clip.
We missed you a lot, buddy.
The kid literally does not give a shit at the end. And really quickly, if you're like me and you've been locked into politics nonstop, especially after the stressful year that was 2024, then you need to chill out a bit in this new year. And you can absolutely do it in a sober way, but you need to find ways to relax. That's where Via Premium Hemp comes in. See, I've been covering Trump rallies. I've been covering certain political events while being in college, while trying to build a studio in Chicago, and it's been intense. So in this new year, I've been leaning on Via's premium hemp products to help me wind down, sleep better, and just breathe a little bit easier. Their CBD gummies are a game changer. Whether you're looking for THC-free options or something with a little kick, they've got gummies in a variety of strengths, a variety of effects. Whatever you need, they have something perfect for your needs. And if gummies aren't your thing, Via is also known for their high-quality THC flower grown indoors for that natural aroma. It's the perfect way to chill. And here's the best part. They ship legally right to your door in discreet packaging. No medical card required. So if you're ready to start 2025 with a little less stress, use code BLUEHEART for 15% off your order. Trust me, it's worth it. Hit the link in the description. Use code BLUEHEART and check out Via Premium Hemp Products. Thank you to Via for making this video possible. And thank you guys. Back to the video. I like how this is supposed to be some emotional propaganda video, but they couldn't train the kid beforehand. It's honestly incredibly awkward. But let's go to the main story. January 6th rioter recently pardoned by Trump, shot and killed by Indiana sheriff's deputy while resisting arrest. Surprise, surprise, resisting arrest. An Indiana man recently pardoned by Trump for storming the Capitol is dead after being shot by a sheriff's deputy while allegedly resisting arrest. Matthew Hussle, 42, of Hobart, was shot and killed during a traffic stop near the Jasper-Pulaski County lines on Sunday afternoon. A deputy with the Jasper County Sheriff's Department pulled him over at approximately 4:15 p.m. The traffic stop led to the deputy attempting to arrest Huddle, but Huddle allegedly resisted and struggled with the officer. This altercation led to the deputy firing his gun and killing Huddle. Putting aside the irony of what happened here and that Trump pardoned this guy, it is a really tragic event. It's tragic that somebody died, somebody likely with kids died after resisting arrest when this guy could have been getting help or some sort of rehabilitation. And he's obviously easily prone to radicalization. I mean, look at these photos of him on January 6th. He'd been to multiple Trump events, but federal sources confirm that Huddle was recently pardoned by Trump. Huddle and his uncle, Dale Huddle of Crown Point, were arrested for taking part in the J6 Capitol riots. Matthew Huddle ended up being tracked down and arrested in Boise, Idaho. The FBI said Huddle was inside the Capitol for roughly 10 minutes, but remained on the Capitol grounds for several hours. Quote, "I have no regrets. I will not say sorry," Dale Huddle said about him and his nephew, Matthew, taking part in the riot. These were the comments after that happened. Both Huddles were sentenced for storming the Capitol, but were spared from the full consequences after Trump issued a pardon to all of the rioters. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a key ally of Trump, spoke out against the pardons and said, quote, "I have always said that I think when you pardon people who attack police officers, you're sending the wrong signal to the public at large. And as much as we disagree with Lindsey Graham, he's absolutely right here. When you pardon somebody who attacked police officers, you can't be surprised when they do it again, and it leads to stuff like this. Matthew Huddle isn't the first Capitol rioter to quickly face trouble after his pardon. Last week, a Florida man who took part in the January 6th riot was arrested on federal gun charges one day after being pardoned. We already covered that. You know, I've heard a lot of experts say that a second Trump era could lead to a renaissance for right-wing militias as they feel more and more emboldened. And this is honestly just step one. I read an article a while back about some dude who went undercover into a right-wing militia, and he said they were filled with doctors. They were filled with lawyers. They were filled with sheriffs. I mean, there are a bunch of people who are participating in these militias, and they hold a lot of structural power. So when Trump pardons people, as long as they do his dirty work, as long as they do stuff for him, it could get scary, especially with the Schedule F executive orders that he just put into place, saying that he doesn't have to hire or fire people based on skill, like I said earlier, but only based on loyalty. Now, if they commit any crimes for him, they can be pardoned in a similar way that the January 6th insurrectionists were, because that's the message it sends. That's the message it sends to people in right-wing militias. If you commit a crime for Trump, you can be pardoned. And I'll leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Subscribe if you appreciate what I do. I love each and every single one of you, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.